This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Pope, P-O-P-E, first name Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, date of birth, April 20, 1972, date of evaluation, April 18, 2024, the chief complaint, 52-year-old white male who has seen preoperatively. The HVI, the patient is a 52-year-old male who reports repetitive motion injury to the lower back, period. He stated that the symptoms occurred over a period of approximately 20 years, period. He describes localized burning ache involving the lower back, period. Pain at worst is 10/10, period. It is associated with numbness radiating down the left leg, which causes him to stumble at times, period. He stated that he underwent several rounds of injections, which provided minimal relief, period. He further underwent PT acupuncture and all conservative measures did not result in any significant improvement, period. The patient further reports a chest discomfort, which he describes as an inability to clear his lungs, period. He attributes this to seasonal allergies, which usually occur in the springtime, period. He has had no exertional chest pain, period. Past medical history, one headache. Next number, enlarged prostate. Next number, hypothyroidism. Past surgical history. Undescended testicle / hernia repair at age 8. Medications. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams HS. Nortriptyline, 100 milligrams HS. Alvesco, unknown dose. Tadalafil, 5 milligrams, take one daily. Naproxen, PRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had breast cancer and diabetes. Father died with dementia. Social history, he denies cigarette, marijuana, or alcohol or other drug use. Review of systems. He reports weight gain, period. He further has had some weight loss, but regained it all back, period. Nose, he has sinus problems. Oral cavity, he has minor taste and smell problems since COVID. Respiratory, unremarkable. Neurologic, he has headaches and lower left and extremity paresthesia. Endocrine, he has history of abnormal TSH. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 117/66, pulse 72, respiratory rate 18, weight 260 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal. There's tenderness involving the low back region. Period. This involves the tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. His range of motion on flexion is limited due to pain, period. The x-ray / imaging, lumbar and pelvic x-ray reveal moderate degenerative changes. Severe disc base collapse is most pronounced at L5-S1. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis. There is no evidence of spondylolisthesis. There is no evidence of scoliosis. There is no evidence of fracture dislocation. There is minimal degenerative changes of bilateral hips. Lumbar MRI dated August 29, 2023 revealed moderate to severe left lateral recess stenosis at L4, L5, period. At L2, L3, there is a small right paracentral disc bulge with annular fissure. At L3-4, there is a broad base disc bulging, which is slightly decreased in size from the prior examination, with a new annular fissure. There is mild bilateral foraminal narrowing. At L5-S1, the disc appears fused. Posterior lateral spondylosis is greater on the left than on the right, with moderate left and mild right foraminal stenosis. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male who had presented with complaints of low back pain. He has L4-5 disc herniation causing moderate left lateral recess stenosis. Neck number severe, disc base collapse at L5-S1. Neck number L3-4, broad disc bulging. Neck number lumbar radiculopathy with left L3, 4, and L5 myotomal weakness. The patient had failed medical therapies. He is now scheduled for left L4-5 endoscopic disectomy with annulography and amniotic membrane reinforcement. Period. The patient is noted to be clinically stable for his procedure. Period. Of note, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 67 beats per minute, incomplete right bundle branch block, and otherwise normal ECG. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for staying. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.